This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Sea shanties aren't my thing, but I've really been enjoying the new compilation of pirate ballads, sea songs, and shanties, interpreted by Tom Waits, Patti Smith, Michael Stipe, Richard Thompson, Macy Gray, Iggy Pop, and others. The album is called Son of Rogues Gallery because it's the sequel to a 2006 compilation called Rogues Gallery. Both were produced by my guest Hal Wilner. He came up with a pirate song concept with Johnny Depp and director Gore Verbinski when they were on the set of the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Wilner is known for producing tribute albums with new interpretations of Nino Rota, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, Kurt Weill, and songs from classic Disney animated films. Since 1980, Wilner's worked on Saturday Night Live, handling music for sketches. Let's start with a song from Son of Rogues Gallery. This is Shane McGowan of the Irish band The Pogues doing Leaving of Liverpool.
Very well, that's princess, lonely stain.
That's Shane McGowan from the new Hal Wilner anthology, Son of Rogues Gallery, Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs, and Shanties. Hal Wilner, welcome back to Fresh Air. It's really a pleasure to have you. He sure growls that one. Tell us about Shane McGowan and why he belongs on this collection.
Oh, he was one of the first ones that we thought belonged on the collection. In fact, he's sung these type of songs forever. I mean, he's a true pirate. I know he's got a reputation, but...
A reputation for what?
Outrageous behavior, a lot of alcohol in his act. And once you get past the fact that he talks like White Fang from Soupy Sales, and start to understand what he says, he's one of the most well-read, sophisticated people I've ever met. It's incredible. So he knew exactly what he wanted to do. And then he went in the vocal booth and nailed it in take one. Perfectly. And then you saw that weird Nosferatu vampire face through the glass smiling at you.
And I'll tell you, I'll make a confession to you, Hal Wilner. I've never thought of myself as liking sea shanties. I've kind of avoided them. I listen to a lot of music. That's one form I've kind of avoided. And now I think, oh, yeah, these are great songs. When you started researching pirate songs, did you go into the history of the songs, too? Did you just want the music, or did you want, like, a larger context for those songs?
I did a bit of research into the history. I mean, one had to, especially just when listening to those amazing folkways, Smithsonian recordings of real sailors singing it, because they would explain the history and where it came from and what they added to it. So, and then also seeing all the different places they were written at or came from. It was consistent. Liverpool, Cape Cod, South Australia, places that, you know, there were ports. Interesting, Sean Lennon, who's on the record, told me about how much his dad loved and was influenced by these songs. Once again, Liverpool, one of the big ports. And one listens carefully to some of the Beatles things, you will hear certain lines from some of these songs in it.
I want to play another track, and this one is by Tom Waits, accompanied by Keith Richards. They've performed together before. You've said they were supposed to be on the first volume,
yes,
of your Sea Shanty and Pirate Songs, but because of timing, they didn't make it. First of all, what's it like to watch the two of them work together? They're both such big personalities and interesting people.
To be honest, they weren't in the studio at the same time. But
oh, no wonder
matter.
They get along so well.
No, they don't
I'm
need
kidding.
To be in the same studio. I mean, it's both of them I've worked with quite a bit. Tom was one of the first people on our records from 85.
He sang Hi-Ho, was it? The work
yes.
song. Yeah,
Hi-Ho,
Hi-Ho
and What Keeps Mankind Alive.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've known him since the mid-80s. And Keith, we did was on the Charles Mingus record we did, Lord Don't Drop That Atomic Bomb, and I've recorded him with Marianne Faithfull. So there was already a comfort thing there. But Tom, though he could be one of the great spontaneous artists, doesn't really work that way. So it was a long process to pick the right song. And then we tried it three different ways.
There's a chorus behind him. Is that Waits overdubbing himself?
Yeah, that's a chorus of Tom's with Keith sailing over it. Once again, we tried it with a rhythm section, tried it with a jazz band, and then he fell in love with a version that was done by the ex-Siemens Institute where it was a call-and-response thing. And he just went and recorded this orchestra of Waits, and Keith came in later and like, what do I do on this? And we worked like, for him, it's a long time to work 2 or 3 hours. But he found it. And that smile came on his face when he did. And beautifully sang along. Once again, they know each other so well, they started working together on Rain Dogs. I mean, they might as well have been in the same room.
Okay, so this is Tom Waits with Keith Richards doing the classic Shenandoah.
For 10 long years I courted Sally away on a river. She broke my heart here in this valley. Mighty river, away, rolling river. The Missouri, she's a mighty river, away, without a way, cross so wide, Missouri. Oh, Shannon, to see you away, you're on a river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll never grieve you away, on a way, cross the
That's Tom Waits and Keith Richards performing Shenandoah from the new collection of pirate ballads, sea songs, and shanties called Son of Rogues Gallery. Now, this is probably the best-known song, or one of the best-known songs on the album. And did you say it was Waits who chose it?
Yeah, I sent him, I mean, in the case of Tom, I sent him a lot more songs than I would normally send. But at the end of it, he just, I think it was maybe the ex-Siemens, as opposed to the song itself. Or maybe it was a song he always wanted to do. And it is, it does fit into this type of song. It fits into a lot of ways. It was probably the hallelujah of its day. He said, well, there's something about Shenandoah. So, yeah, be my guest.
Now, you said one of the things that you found in your research going through pirate songs was pirate poems. Mm-hmm. And one of those poems is sung by Mary Margaret O'Hara, whose work I'm not familiar with. I'd like to get to know it now. I think this is a terrific track. Would you tell us a little bit about this poem and her approach to turning it into a song?
Well, I love exposing people to things. Now, Mary Margaret O'Hara is from Canada and from a very talented family. Her sister is Catherine O'Hara, the actor.
Right, actress who started on SCTV and
yes.
was in Home Alone films. And
also brilliant and quirky.
Oh, and in a lot of those Christopher Guest mockumentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mary, I met her when she was in a band called Godeo Chorus. She went on her own, and she made one of the greatest records I've ever heard in my life. Miss America came out in the 80s, and she's not really put out another solo record since. But she's, you know, like came out of a cave or something. You don't hear any influences. Everything she does is a surprise, and every emotion you'll get listening to her.
Did you choose the poem and give it to her?
No, I gave her the book of poetry. Mary will often, when coming into one of these projects, not decide on what she wants to do until she's already on stage in the studio. And then at the end of the day, she picked up this book of poetry and just started going through it and cutting up different poems and just singing the lyrics. The band was in the room, and they just started playing behind her. But, I mean, it's always the perfect way to end the records.
And so this is Mary Margaret O'Hara singing the poem, "Then Said the Captain to Me."
When on the seas high ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and women pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die. When all the seas, high ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and woman pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die. All the seas, high ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and women pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God. Sail the sea, said the captain to me. I have a young son, says the captain to me. I'm damned if he ever shall sail the sea. Nothing but damn fools sail the sea, said the captain to me. I have a young son, says the captain to me.
That's Mary Margaret O'Hara from the second volume of Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs and Shanties, produced by my guest Hal Wilner, and this volume is called Son of Rogues Gallery. I love the way she sings "Let Me Die," and I'm surprised the poem isn't called that.
No, but that was a line obviously that she latched onto while she was singing it. Again, she did not rehearse this; she just started going through the book and singing it. So obviously, she tuned into the same line you just did, and kept repeating it. "Let me die, let me die," and I mean, there's a period to this, you know, to show the other side that these sea voyages were not all joyful.
Let's hear another song from your new collection of pirate songs and sea shanties. And the album's called Son of Rogues Gallery because it's volume two. I guess it's Hal Wilner who produced these albums. And the next song that I want to play is Pirate Jenny, which isn't really a pirate song per se. It's a show tune. I mean, it's from Three Penny Opera, the great Kurt Weill Bertolt Brecht collaboration. So I thought it was an interesting, surprising choice for this. And the performer is somebody who I am not familiar with. I was prepared to not like this because I thought, oh, gosh knows what they're going to do with this. I love the Three Penny Opera, but I think it's really quite good. So tell us a little bit about the performer, how you know her, and why you chose her.
Well, this is how this happened. In this one, Larry Ratso-Sloman took Nick Cave and I to see Shilpa Ray, who plays harmonium. She had a band called Shilpa Ray and the Happy Hookers. And watching her was just, you know, right away one of those, this artist is incredible. Pirate Jenny is, I see it as a sea song, but it was also one I was not going to have on the record because what does one do with it that hasn't been done? Dylan always stated Pirate Jenny as the song that showed him where writing, where songwriting can go.
So you thought that Shilpa Ray was right for Pirate Jenny. Did she know the song?
Nope. Didn't.
So but how did you introduce her to the song? Did you give her an album or sheet music?
I gave her three different versions. I mean, four maybe. You know, a lot of Lenya's, Nina Simone's, Ellen Green's, from, and B. Arthur from the old soundtracks. And she got the attitude and came in and killed it. And being that Nick Cave has taken an interest in her, took her on the road with him, they were totally up for Nick and Warren Ellis participating on the track. So they overdubbed some subtle parts.
Yeah, and he's doing some very quiet backup vocals on it.
And piano, yeah.
Mm, okay. Okay, so this is Shilpa Ray singing the Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht song, Pirate Jenny, and it's from the new collection of pirate ballads, sea songs, and shanties called Son of Rogues Gallery.
You people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing these floors while you're gawking. And maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town and this pretty hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you'll never guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing and you say, well, what she's got to grin. Well, I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, coming in. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, coming in. Well, you gentlemen say, hey gal, finishing floors, what's wrong with you? Earn your keep here. And you toss me your tips and you look to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, cause nobody's gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here.
Music from the new compilation album, Son of Rogues Gallery, Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs, and Shanties, which was produced by Hal Wilner. Thanks for talking with us about it. Coming up, David Bianculli reviews the new HBO movie, Phil Spector, written and directed by David Mamet, starring Al Pacino. This is Fresh Air.